I'm Caleb Burgraff with the Grand Valley Report. This year, the District 51 school system has had to deal with major budget cuts. With all the money being taken out, there have been thoughts that the athletic program should be one of the first places to lose some of their funding. District Athletic Director Paul Kane says sports have taken a shot, but there are ways for them to supplement their own funding.
The way it works in District 51 is that we have, what you call an enterprise fund, where our money that we generate is kind of kept in a separate fund. And the way we generate funds is through, we charge an athletic fee, you know, for our kids that participate, and that's doubled in the last few years, from $70 to $140.
They are also able to use gate receipts that add to that fund. Overall, athletics makes itself close to profitable. This isn't to say the programs haven't gotten money from the district, though.
Going back to the 2007 school year, our Fund 23 is what we call it, was supplemented by almost $260,000 by the district. So we took our gate receipts, we took our athletic fees, and the district gave us $260,000. And we used that for our operating expenses.
That amount has been cut down quite a bit. This year, athletics is receiving only about 10% of that amount.
This year, for 74 varsity programs, we're getting $20,190 for operating expenses. We're trying to generate basically our own money to cover our operating expenses. And so, you know, we've been cut in so many ways, and we've reduced our travel. We've reduced the number of sub-varsity contests. We've looked at a lot of ways to cut money. But, you know, we're almost, you know, minus coaches' salaries, we're almost self-sufficient.
Parents and kids fundraising has also helped to bring money into athletics in the Grand Valley, and that doesn't come from the district. I'm Caleb Burgraff, and this is the Grand Valley Report.